So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Welcome to our show. Hi, everybody. I'm Bobby Elias. Great, great speech, Dr. Martin Luther King, half a century ago. We celebrate Dr. King. We celebrated him last week and again this week. Last weekend was the big weekend of his, and all the things he stands for are definitely entrenched in our lives and in our thinking and this particular show. Our show is Let's Create a Better World, but today we're going to talk about healthy aging. That's our second theme. I'm Bobby Elias. We have a great guest on today. At the end of the show, we will do another speech, possibly a song, to finish our celebration with Dr. Martin Luther King. And in celebration of him, last week we had Dr. Nathan Rabb, a naturopath. Today we're going to have one of his partners, a lady named Dr. Peggy Martin. She has been on the show before. We're going to talk about new technology that has been really hitting the forefront of health to help people avert and prevent diseases. Our show is on every Saturday. We are recording this show on Thursday, so bear with us if there's any technical problems. Let me introduce Dr. Peggy Martin. She is a holistic medical doctor, scientist, physicist, chemist. She's been very involved in holistic health. She works with a lot of poor people. She'll talk about her nonprofit agency that is working, helping a lot of people in the African-American community and other poor people. We're going to talk about the new technology. So first, let me introduce her. Dr. Peggy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Bobby. Bobby, it's great to be here. Thank you so much. It's a great time to be talking about today's issues because, as you know, we still have some problems, but Dr. King was instrumental in bringing a lot of stuff forward, and it's going to be up to us to pick up the torch and move forward.
Absolutely. Yes, first I'd like you to tell our people more about yourself. I know you've done a lot of training and all the work you've done as a scientist, researcher, and doctor and helping the poor. Tell us a little more about yourself, and then you can tell us about the two gentlemen we're going to talk about today and the equipment. Go right ahead, please.
Well, yeah. You know, it's interesting that you played Dr. King's speech of having a dream of equality and being able to participate in the American dream. Because I feel that I'm actually, I have a dream to actually eliminate a chronic disability, not only in my community, but across America. And it looks as if my dream is coming true. I have paired up with two very good people in holistic healthcare to help me bridge what we need to put a real dent in it. Chronic disabilities from cancer, a big one, diabetes, hypertension, you name it, panic attacks, anxiety attacks, of course. All these things are rampant in our community and across America, specifically in California, because of all that we have to experience in California. But we have a great team. We have a great protocols. And we are wanting to get the word out so that the treatment can become available to not just people in our community or poor people, but others. Because I think knowledge is power here, and that's what we're trying to do. And my dreams are coming true in the sense that even in the very beginning, if you look at my profile on my website, you'll see that my training was to do exactly what I'm doing. So obviously I am living my dream. And with the help of people like you, Gary Knowles, and all of you who are on the same page with me, getting the word out, I think we really can meet all our dreams.
Dr. Peggy, I am blessed to have met you because I see that you do a lot of beautiful, loving, dedicated work in the African-American community and with poor people in general.
Right.
I'm also a nutritionist, and I help a lot of people, and I've had one or two of them call you, at least two of them, I think, have called you and get
right.
your advice.
Right.
Go ahead. You were saying something.
Yeah. No. Yes. I've had people come in and speak with me, have consultations on what is ailing them. What is very important, I think everyone will agree, is that understanding what's going on is half the battle. Many times a person is experiencing something that can be turned around by knowledge, just knowing what it is and how to beat it. I have had a couple of meetup groups where I've spoken with people experiencing chronic disability. Just recent meetup group was on what cancer is, the mechanism of cancer, and how to beat it. And I can tell from looking in the audience and the eyes of the persons and their expressions that they were so relieved to understand that cancer can be beat. And with the help of the family and some, you know, understanding, it is happening, and a lot of people are experiencing that relief, and I'm blessed to be able to be a part of it.
Great. For those coming in late, I am Bobby Elias. This is Let's Create a Better World. Today we're on our second theme, Healthy Aging, and this is Dr. Peggy Martin on the line with us. She's been on twice before on this show. She's a great holistic doctor dedicated to the poor. We're going to be talking about a lot of things today, so hang in there. Those of you that want to hear about new technology, I do want to remind people that Dr. Peggy works with Dr. Nathan Rabb, who was on the show last week, and also Ronald Thompson. And let me read something about what Ronald Thompson does, and then you can go into in depth, Dr. Peggy. Photon Genius is the first thing we're going to talk about. Mr. Thompson has a number of new technology equipment in his office, and it's a great, I was there visiting and looking at it. The first one is the Photon Genius. This has been lauded by the New England Journal of Medicine, the National Academy of Sciences, the Journal of Immunology, as well as many other scientific reports. I could name off another 10 right now, but those are three of the main ones. And this Photon Genius, it really relaxes the body, the arteries. It's a therapy that helps maintain and normalize blood pressure and improves the heart functions. So you can go from there, Dr. Peggy, and please tell us more about Dr. Ronald Thompson's work, and especially the Photon Genius. That's a great machine. Let's get into that.
It is. Oh, it's terrific. Ronald Thompson, oh, man, he's a great hydrotherapist. He's always looking and seeking out the best therapies. He's one who can really get to the heart of chronic disability, and believe me, he's taught me quite a bit. And so we complement each other. All three of us do. We all add a dimension. He's introduced me to all these wonderful things. The Photon Genius, my goodness, it incorporates the old principle of hyperthermia, and that's heating the tissues, organs, and body about 160 degrees. It's the therapy that's widely used in cancer in Europe for cancer patients. And the more advanced and experienced practitioners, they acknowledge that malignant cells are more sensitive to heat than normal cells. And heat is an enemy of cancer cells. Addresses one of the unique challenges with cancer and cancerous cells, and that is the ability to target them specifically. As we know, chemotherapy kills cancerous cells, but it also will kill normal, healthy cells. So this targets specifically cancer cells. So it is very good as a part of a protocol for helping people recover from cancer, in addition to producing a free radical, and it can identify and determine which cells are bad and which ones to destroy. The genius is involved in the process to oxidize the bad fats and toxins in the body. And without this technology, our bodies create a toxic dump. And that can create many of our chronic disabilities. So it does a lot of good stuff in terms, as you mentioned, to help us relax and to deal with stress. It has the ability to warm the endothelium, and these are the cells in the walls of the blood pressure that regulates clotting, and it increases the production of nitric oxide, which causes the vasodilation of the arteries and increases blood flow. It does so many wonderful things, from blocking inflammation of wounds and tissue. And they've done a lot of research for the treatment of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, arthritis, and cancer. Now, I can go on and on and on about what it does, but let me tell you, Bobby, nothing like experiencing it. Nothing like experiencing it. And it's good for people suffering from chronic disability, and it's good for people who are just wanting to have a relaxing night or day and just bring them back to peace within themselves. So this is a great piece of equipment, state-of-the-art equipment, and primarily you find it in Europe, but it's coming more and more to the United States.
Yes,
so that's one of our favorites.
Yeah, it is. It is one of my favorites, too. It's a new one for me because I was only in there a week ago looking at this, and I'm going to be trying it. It does for diabetes, lung problems, for intestinal situations. Inflammation, just so many things. Irregular heartbeat, migraine headaches, panic, anxiety. I could read on and on. There's more and more. And Dr. Peggy, we have listeners from all over this country and even around the world on the show, listening to the show. Now, everybody can't come to Los Angeles where this equipment I saw. What do people, let's say in New York City, where can they go? Or I know at the end we're going to give Ronald Thompson's number and information on how to reach him and get more information. But for someone that wants to partake in this equipment, what can they do if they're 3,000 miles away from Los Angeles?
Well, you know, it's kind of difficult for them to get into the infrared sauna, which is what it is. But they can give me a call because I do phone consultations. And even if we can't get them physically here, I can talk to them about their conditions over the phone. And let me tell you, Bobby, knowing what's in that black box that your doctors pretend that they can't seem to tell you, it makes all the difference in the world. As I mentioned at my meetup group, the look on their faces, the people's faces, was it was a sign of relief understand what's going on. So they can give me a call, and who knows, they might want to vacation out here in California and come and give us a visit. But more realistically, we actually are looking to expand, and we are trying to get facilities first in California and facilities across the continental USA so that we can be a service to America. We are working in our community now, limited by funds, and we are hoping to have people donate for the cause of expansion and for the purpose of paying for treatments for those who cannot pay. So we are hoping to expand. And for those right now who need to understand what's going on with their specific chronic disability, they can give me a call. And the consultations are very low. So they're priced for the poor.
Well, you know what, Dr. Peggy, I want to give your number out now, and everybody gets your pens out, paper, and then we're going to give you your contact information more in depth at the end of the show, and I'm going to read it to you nice and slowly. For those of you who would like to ask any questions to Dr. Peggy, and by the way, she's gotten a lot of calls the last two times she was on the show, more than most people that have been on the show, because she's so good. Okay, her phone number, area 213-400-6 479, Dr. Peggy Martin. All right, and now, Dr. Peggy, let's talk about some other things here. You know, science is really, really making, you're a scientist, and you're trained, you have so much background in science, the medical business, the holistic business, naturopath, and you're into everything, and I'm really, really happy and proud to have you on the show and have you as a friend. Let's talk about the science, the future of science, and the way that more and more it is developing and getting more into helping people learn about their health.
All right. Well, let me tell you, science and natural medicine should be working hand to hand. Science, in terms of developing or giving a bird's eye view of what's going on, because we need to know this. We need to know how the body works, what the body needs, and how to give it to the body in a way that it can help heal itself, because the body has the mechanism to heal itself. But sometimes, because of environmental forces, it prevents the body from doing so, from what we take in, what we ingest, where we're living, our environment, and how we move around in our environment. Once we understand that, then we can depend on nature to help heal ourselves. And with this understanding, and it's growing every day with those of us who are interested in simple living, it's happening, and the word's getting out, and we are happy that we are at the forefront of it.
So, you are, definitely. You are. No, so you've talked about
very
it. You know,
exciting. Mm-hmm.
Right. And Gary Noll and this radio station, we do see that science, because we get a lot of reports, Gary Noll's office in New York City and yours truly, I have one researcher, we're getting more and more research information from everywhere in the world about health. And so science is coming to the fore as far as scientific background reports about various functions of health and how people can get well. On this show, for those that came in late, this is Dr. Peggy Martin being interviewed today as a guest. She's been on before. We're going to keep talking about another thing called Photogenius. We're going to talk about Chaga. We're going to talk about the turbosonic machine. We're going to talk about, we already talked about photogenic. Let me start over. We're going to talk about the turbosonic therapy.
It's a device that is using positional gravity so that even though you're standing on this turbosonic machine, it's actually doing all the work. And it's as if you have run uphill for many miles, and it does a lot of wonderful things. With the 10-minute motion on the TurboSonic, you burn 290 calories. But it's good for addressing a lot of things, circulatory improvement, health strengthening, menstrual cramp, a libido enhancement, and a lot of good stuff, pain, headaches, fibroids, arthritic knee, joint, and pain. So this is, once again, another way to give your body what it needs. Many times we can't get around town and run around town and give the body the exercise it needs to maintain its youthful appearance. In the city, without this kind of a workout, we tend to look older and aged, and we begin to lose motility, and that adds to chronic disability because, you know, circulation problems are amongst most of our problems. But the TurboSonic helps relieve many of the symptoms due to inactivity. So it's a wonderful device, and that's why we added it to our protocol.
Yes, I saw this, and it's really good for people. Many Americans eat bad and poor diet, and that causes parasites. And then most Americans don't do enough exercise either, and that gets to this also. This is a great machine also. It's good for weight loss. It's good for circulation. Hot flashes for women, menstrual cramps, erectile dysfunction in men, libido enhancement. It's really good for so many things. Anything else you want to tell us about TurboSonic?
Well, I wanted to say this. I have had people call me from across the United States who tell me, well, you know, Dr. Martin, I have high blood pressure, and the doctor put me on this medication, but I'm having erectile dysfunction due to it. And I said, yeah, that's common in a lot of the beta blockers or whatever. And they asked me, what can I do to lower my blood pressure and still have, you know, my function? And I would have to say that to them is you need to exercise, you need to control your diet, and this kind of workout would be very helpful. That's why it says it's for erectile dysfunction and low libido. With workouts that include vigorous motion and of the body, but it doesn't really, you know, sometimes you're running uphill and you can put too much stress on the body and it can cause problems. This eliminates that kind of thing, but yet you get the workout necessary that will overcome chronic disease so that you can wean yourself off of that medication and use this kind of workout instead of a chemical remedy. You have a physical one, and that's the beginning of overcoming chronic disability.
That's great. This is Dr. Peggy Martin speaking, our guest today. You know, Dr. Peggy, you got a lot of calls because the last few times you were on the show, you talked about health and a number of items, and you've had a new thing that you're involved with called Chaga. And I know this comes from cold areas, like many people in the country think it comes from New Hampshire and the eastern northeast part of the United States, on the coast, and also the southern part of Canada along the east coast. But it does come from Siberia, and also you did some work with some chaga that came from
Alaska, Fairbanks, Alaska. Yeah.
Yes. Go ahead and tell us about that, please.
Well, let me tell you. As you'll read in my profile if you visit it on my website at fcidream.org, it states that I look for protocols that work collectively, because I don't think one protocol does it all. I think collectively, when you look at the problems of chronic disease, different approaches together is what I believe is curative. And I ran across a gentleman who was the CEO of Arctic Chaga, as a matter of fact, and he was very adamant about what chaga could do. And, of course, being the person I am, I said, okay, and I looked it up, and he was quite correct. And I did some work with him and tried to spread the word, and added it to my own protocol. So chaga has many, many effects on the body. But what I find most useful is the vigor and vitality it can give you while you are able to carry out the work of your day and continue to actually do the exercise that's necessary, because you know, walking around the corner a couple of times or your everyday activity that your body's used to needs to be supplemented with some aerobic exercise, the best that you can find. And that's where the TurboSonic comes in handy for those who aren't able to, you know, or want to run or walk on the streets. But chaga is a great addition, and it is still a part of my protocol.
Beautiful. That's great. Also, I know you're involved in a lot of family matters and involvement with the family. That is a really great subject, because so many people have just a lot of dysfunction in families, and you're approaching it with a different method. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, Bobby, what happens, what I find to happen when we're dealing with families who are suffering with chronic disabilities such as cancer, because that's a scary, scary thing to have. And I don't care who you are, you can be a doctor and know all of this stuff, it's still scary, because you see so many people lose their lives if they do not get the correct, correct procedure. I say this to everyone who is diagnosed with cancer. You got to do something. You can't just do nothing. If you don't want to do the chemotherapy, don't just sit back and think it'll go away, because it won't. You need to do something. And there are approaches that are good, and there are approaches that are not so good. And we're here to show you what our approach is, and we have had a lot of success. I've had people come to me and ask me, Dr. Peggy, what protocols are you using? And people they've come to me as late as in the fourth stage of cancer, and that's when it's spread throughout the body, and the prognosis is poor. And we've been able to work with these people, and they are doing great. I connect with them all of the way. They get the consultation package, which is low, because we want to get everybody in there. And I'm with them, and I when they experience things, I'm able to explain to them what's going on and to offer basic things that they can do themselves by going to a health food store and getting maybe some vitamin supplements that are cofactors in metabolic processes that can help people, you know, get back on the right track. But I'm finding that when I speak to the crowd that I'm working with in the meetup groups, I encourage them to bring their families, because dealing with chronic disability is something that families have to do together. And meaning to say, for the treatment, the protocols will help with dealing with the situation, but as you know, holistic medicine, alternative health, deals with mind, body, and soul. So if the treatment treats the body, the family has to come together and help treat the mind, the spirit, and the emotions. And we do know that these diseases are an emotional upset to any family, but we have to remain supportive of each other when we're dealing with these stressful conditions, because if you don't, you're doing exactly what the cancer is doing. You're killing the patient in a way that you may not even know that you're doing. And so I always suggest to families, come together, support, find out what you can do to help so that you're not doing things that may cause harm to the patient, because he's limited and he needs everyone's support. So that's one of the things that at my meetup group, I always give time and to emotional support to the families, because it's a family thing. Chronic disability, healing chronic disability takes a family. and I work with them very closely, and they can call me and we can discuss what's necessary to get someone's loved one and family through the crisis.
Good. That ties in with what we're going to talk about people that are poor, about people of color, about people that get left out of all races. You know, you do a lot of work, and I do also helping a lot of people. You have meetings. I have meet-up meetings. And I have general support group meetings. And by the way,
right.
For those people in Los Angeles and Southern California, we're trying to have a meeting February 1st on a Sunday, which is coming up. Back to this, let's talk about your nonprofit agency and your ideas on some things that you can do for the poor. It's so, so important. And then I have some things to say on that same subject. Go right ahead.
Well, actually, my nonprofit is called Family Connection and Incorporated, FCI, and we are trying to secure a place that we want to call the Garden of Eden, Garden of Eden Recovery Center, and we would like to purchase it in Newport Beach, overseeing the beautiful oceans and for the atmosphere, because what a person who's recovering from a devastating disease needs is peace and quiet and a peace of mind and family around him. So we're trying to create that atmosphere, and we want it for everybody. It doesn't have to be for the poor, but specifically if we target the poor, then everything else will just fall into place. And so we're trying to create modalities that can be put to use in a beautiful environment, because that's the other half of it. I stress that's the other half of it. And this way that we can bring people together and see healing take place, because you have to address every area of a person's life if you want to for them to recover. So that's what we're asking for people to come together and support the mission, because this mission isn't just for the poor, it's for Americans.
Right, right. Okay.
And I have that dream.
Yes, oh, you got some beautiful dreams. We're talking like Dr. Martin Luther King at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, my favorite guy, yeah.
And you know, Dr. Peggy, I talk about that a lot on our show. We are very much into the power of the mind, the power of thought, and how we have to have good thoughts. And Dr. Rab, you're one of your partners. We spoke with him about that last week's show. He's really much into caring, love, and thinking positive and getting all that toxicity out of your mind.
Let me tell you about Dr. Nathan Rab. He was the recipient of the NAACP 2014 Men of Valor Award. He's done some great things in the community, and his program is very good in treating all types of chronic disabilities. And that's why, you know, I've known him for years. I grew up on the same block with, you know, was in Los Angeles. So I know him personally. He's done some great work, and I'm really very happy to have him a part of my team.
Yes, and we're happy to have had him on the show last week and in the future. What I'm really happy about you and Dr. Rab is you're superstars. It doesn't matter that you're African American. You work with a lot of people, all like Dr. Rab too, all around the country on the phone, and I know that he's been in New York and working in the Jewish community, and you're both accessible. People can call you. And
yes.
So listeners, hang on. Go ahead.
You call me, I answer, for sure.
Yes, and we're going to get your number out again in a while, and like we did last week with Dr. Rub. And by the way, those that haven't heard the show last week, and you want to hear any show, the Progressive Radio Network archives are really, really great. So you punch in show, and you put in Let's Create a Better World, and you can have the date of the show, and then you'll see the name of the show, a little write-up, you'll see pictures of some of the guests. It's really complete, and lots of information there. And let's change the subject to aging, one of our favorite subjects in this show, and I want to give you my 2 cents first, Dr. Peggy Martin. And this is to Dr. Peggy Martin, who's on the line with me right now, and this is Let's Create a Better World. So hang in there. We've got some more good things at the end of the show. Now, aging. We talk about that in this show a lot. We call our second theme Healthy Aging. And I talk about a number of things. I'm going to rattle off about five of them right here, right now. Number one is we profess to have, and then I'm gonna have you speak on what you think of this and your ideas, too, about what people can do to hold off the aging process. All right.
All right.
The diet is so important. First of all, being lots of vegetables, lots of fruit, preferably organic, and you get the best ones at a farmer's market. So you want to have that. If you can't go to the farmer's market, you can't go to the market, you get a powder, a green powder. It's got so many wonderful things in it. There's red powder. So Gary Noll has red stuff. He has green stuff. I'm a distributor. I sell them here. We're going to be talking about those a lot on this show in the future. But the green powder has wheatgrass. It's got vegetables. It's got things from the ocean like spirulina and chlorella. It is wonderful. It detoxes you. It cleanses you. Another thing is juicing. And that goes hand in hand with that. Another juice you can put in there is a red juice, which is all the berries, the fruits, and things from around the world that many, many... You go to a health store. If you don't get Gary Noll's things, don't worry. Get what you can afford. There are wonderful, wonderful powders all over the health stores. So you can get these on your own. If you have any questions, I will get my number out, and you're going to get Dr. Peggy's number also. Another thing on aging is exercise. I do power walking. I do swimming. I do yoga. But there's so many other things. There's Chinese modalities that you can do. There's so many things. But you have to get your body out there half an hour a day, at least 5 or 6 days a week. Walk fast, run fast, swim, do something. Yoga for stretching. Another thing is meditation. Deep breathing is really great for the brain. Your brain needs oxygen. Supplements. Very important to have supplements. Like Dr. Peggy mentioned earlier, a multivitamin is good. But all these other, there's so many, but turmeric is great. Omega-3, 6-9, I take that every day. So many things. Dr. Peggy, your thoughts on and your advice to people to avoid diseases and to how to beat the aging process from coming too soon.
Well, Bobby, I would have to mimic everything that you just said, because food is vital. The phytonutrients that are packed in what you just said is amazing. It actually gives the body what it needs. And you can imagine that we are a factory of chemical reactions, and these chemical reactions need certain cofactors. And what you've just said are the cofactors that the body needs to do its job. So what you said is perfect. If you can get those things into your body, then you are on your way to living a very healthy and long life. In addition to that, the exercise. You just can't get around it, really. We talked about the TurboSonic, and that does a lot of stuff, but yeah, you would need to have that in your place, and because that it's the friction of the movement. It's like running, it's like climbing, it's like doing these things, it's like aerobics. And you mentioned some wonderful aerobic activities. That's one thing that you can't get from a mechanical equipment is the feeling that you have when you're doing the yoga, you're doing the swimming, you're doing all these activities out in the world. You can't substitute that, you know. So those things are things that you need to add to your life so that you can enrich it. So I'm all for everything you just said. And if you can find out what it is you enjoy the most and make sure you get out there and do it, then you're doing yourself a favor.
Yes, you're right. That's absolutely. Now, I want to let our listeners know that you came to Pasadena about a little over a month and a half ago, and you saw the movie Poverty. Let me say this, and then I want your thoughts on it. The movie Poverty, Inc. is just a great, great movie that Gary Noll and Valerie put together in Gary Noll's office. And around, it took them 8.5 years to put this together, and it's 2 hours long. I'm going to be traveling around showing this movie. I'm going to be going to show this in Pasadena, Whittier, West Los Angeles. And then I've got people in Northern California that want to see it. So we've already got some situations ready for us in Berkeley, California, also in Santa Rosa, and also at Sonoma State College. Evelina Molina, who is a new guest on this show, a new co-host, I should say, on this show, and she will be doing bilingual shows. She is setting up some of the meetings in Northern California, and I will try my best to get up there and help show this film. The film really tells the supply to people all over the world that are poor, that and not always their fault. People grow up, you know, Dr. Peggy, we're blessed. Well, the way we live, in the morning, I'm just blessed that I'm not in Africa or Asia or South America, where the poverty exists at a high rate. People don't realize that one-fourth of the world is poor. One-third is dead poor, really poor. People live in shacks. They live next to a river. They live in the jungle, in the forest, wherever they can. Homeless people are moving there, too. But the film shows that the corporations, Wall Street, the big banks, the big money people are not doing anything for this. In fact, they're making money off of the poor. It's a great, great movie. We're running out of time, so if you can give me 2 or 3 minutes quickly, your thoughts on the movie, and then we're going to finish up the show. Please.
Well, let me tell you, Bobby, it was an exceptional movie, and I think that everyone should go out and see it, because if they do, they can understand why the state of affairs are what they are today in America and around the world. So that way, knowledge is power. So please, everyone, take a chance and go out and see it. You won't regret it. So you can take control of your life.
It's not showing regular theaters. Let me just butt in real quick. I'm sorry. It would be on YouTube, on your social media, or go to GaryNoll.com, and maybe you'll get some ideas as to how you can see it. I know there's a trailer on there now, so it's not where anybody can just go see it. It's not a regular movie. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. You need to let them know that, because they'll be seeking it out, and it won't be there. But it is worth seeking out, to be honest with you, because it really opened my eyes to what was really going on, which I suspected but did not know. And knowledge is always power here. So find out what's out there, what's really happening, and how it is affecting your life. And once you know that, then like-minded people can get together and change it.
Right. And, you know, Dr. Peggy, I had some family went there who I've been trying to get to talking about progressive issues and what's really going on and about health. And they're a little backwards. They just haven't learned all these things. And it's taking time. But when they saw that movie, they said, now we know a little more about what you're talking about.
Absolutely. And that's why it's worth seeing, because when you hear a little bits and pieces of certain things, unless it's put in context, you won't understand how it all works together, or why things are the way they are today. And that is what I took from seeing the movie. And it's worth seeing it again.
Yes, yes, and we will see it again. We're going to be showing it. When I do meetings, I will not only have a speaker at the meeting, but I'll also, those people that come to meetings will get a free copy of the film. And it will be on social media. Check out GaryNoll.com or check out YouTube. It's not on now. There's a trailer on there now, but I would guess once we, very soon it will be. Now let's get to you and your contact information. Please read everything slowly. Take your time and tell people we've got 2 or 3 minutes for you to do this. How what you can help them with. But real basic, quick information. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you can check out my story at fcidream.org. You can call me at 213-400-6479. I will be at a meetup group in Los Angeles. If you're interested, I'll be talking on the mechanism of pain. It's this Saturday. You'll be getting this broadcast on Saturday, and that's when the meetup group is. It's between 3 to 5. Call me to get the information. If you're in Los Angeles and you have that time, you'd like to meet me and talk about treatment for your chronic disability, you're tired of it, and you want vitality and a pain-free life, call me. And if you can't make it this Saturday, which is, what date is Saturday?
The 24th.
24th, give me a call. We can talk about it, and I will be popping up all around America, I hope, to try to get the word out.
Yeah, we're doing this show, listeners, on Thursday the 22nd. This is why it's kind of unusual to talk about the 24th. The show is on the 24th. You're listening to it on the 24th, Saturday, but she will be there. But I know a lot of you live all over the country, and a lot of people in the eastern area, because Gary Noll is popular there. But we're going to have Dr. Peggy on again and again, and I'm open to ideas. I'm going to give you my phone number through the show. But before we go, Dr. Peggy, let's see how our clock is looking. We don't have much time, but give me 1 or 2 minutes of some final thoughts, and then I do want to ask you something else when you finish that. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, I want you to know that we are a small group, Dr. Nathan Rapp and Ronald Thompson, and we are trying to service America. And if you want to be a part of that in any way to help us with our mission to treat America and let chronic disease be a thing of the past, we need your help. We need support, monetary support, and just support giving my number out and hopefully helping others who are having problems and don't know which way to turn. Give them my number, and I'd be more than willing to help them through whatever it is they're going through. And our group, we're living our dream. We're living our dream to do what we're doing, and we love it. And we love the stories when they come and tell us, look at my diagnostic stuff and look at it now. We know what it looked like when we first came to you, and now look at it. We're really loving the success stories that we're hearing, and we'd like to be able to take what we're doing and spread it across America. And, you know, Europe's already on the right track. Let's put America on the right track.
Yes, and listen to this show more often. Listen to Progressive Radio Network. This is a super station, and our goal, and Dr. Peggy's a part of this, is to make this one of the best shows in the world. And I have people like Dr. Peggy Martin. Like, we have Dr. Rabb that was on last week. We have Dr. Sarah Larson. We have Evelina helping to co-host. We have a number of people on animal rights. We do women's rights, racism, sexism. We have more information on GMOs, about what's going on in the world with climate change. There's so many facets of the economy. You name it. We talk about a lot of things. But we also come up with solutions. That's what you heard today from Dr. Peggy. A lot of solutions to your health. And one is to get your dream in order and get your life in order and make yourself a new person this year. It's a new year. And I promised in December we would talk about the holidays and what to eat, not to eat, not to overdo things. In January we would talk about how to prepare for a new year. And that's what we're doing this week. And we're doing it next week again with more anti-aging information. Dr. Peggy, again, please, I know your phone, let me give your phone number out and my phone number out, and then I want you to give any more contact information, but read it slowly. My phone number, and I'll give you all of Dr. Peggy's information, my number is 323-770-1925. Dr. Peggy's phone number is 213-400-6479. And the first three letters of your website is SCI, is like science, SCI. So give that again. Anything else you want to tell us real quickly, please?
Well, FCI stands for Family Connection Incorporated. So SCI, Dream, like the wonderful dream you had last night, dream.org. And that is just to show you what I'm doing in the community. It will allow you to see where I'm at, because I usually post my flyers, and where you can find me. And hopefully I will be coming to an area near you. And if you'd like to facilitate me coming to an area near you, and you have 10 or more people who perhaps would like to benefit from our therapy, call me and let's talk about it. So we're looking to serve not just people in our community and the poor, but those who need answers and want to recover from chronic disease. So give me a call at 213-400-6479. And you're right, Bobby, to repeat it many times, because I had person call me from New York who said that I think I didn't say the number clear enough, and he had to keep repeating, because he taped the show, and he had to keep repeating it. So you're right to do that. And the offer is genuine.
Thank you so much for a great, great talk, a great inspiration. And listeners, call her up and ask her about Chaga also. She's really into that, and it really does wonders for people.
And yeah, and a few other things that we're using, which we'll be bringing to the forefront very soon. And it's a part of our protocol, and we like to use all these different modalities to bring people back to great health.
Right. Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Peggy. We'll be talking to you again, and
right.
Good luck with everything, and keep up the great work.
Thank you for having me on, Bobby. I appreciate you and the work that you're doing.
We love you, too. Thank you. All right, good. Let me just close out the show by telling you our next week's show will be on aging. We've got two potential guests. I will give that to you on the promo coming up this week. Also, the archives, great, great information, great shows recently. Our shows are getting better and better, better guests, better information. We're digging deep, and we're trying to come up with more solutions. Here is a phone number for those that do not have a computer or not near one at a time. You can call this number and hear this show or any show on Progressive Radio Network. The phone number is area 712-432-7231. Also, want to the archives you get into by hitting shows, S-H-O-W-S, and the name of our show is Let's Create a Better World, and you put in the date, and you can see information on some of the shows and what you can do about them. So I want to thank a few people, but first I want to say live your dream. Do what you want to do. This is a new year. Make your commitment to health. Make your commitment to exercise and eating better foods, avoiding all the bad foods. There's so much in the air, in the food, in the water that's bad in this world today. And we have to do what we can to, well, not only do we have solutions on what we can do about those problems, but you have to live your individual life and you have to be a key member of this earth, this planet. All right, signing off, and we say thank you to all the people that helped put the show together, to Jason, our Progressive Radio Network producer. A great job, Jason. To Casey, did a great job today and always does a good job with a number of things on Progressive Radio Network in New York. I want to thank our L.A. producer, Jimmy D., and another thank you to our workhorse, Stuart Hassel. I want to thank Dan Eckhart, who's coming in to help us put together meetings in Los Angeles. I want to thank Dr. Peggy Martin, who spoke today. And then I want to thank you, the listeners, for being on this, listening to us. And we're going to go out with a song, no, with a talk by Dr. Martin Luther King again. These words are so inspiring and so invigorating. And I live in a world of inspiration, love, and dreams. And so should you. Thank you very much for listening to the show. Next week, we'll be here.
Thank you. Bye.
We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe. We shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the power is right.
Walk hand in hand.